name Sukaho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vinki Jai Shri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kunirada Kunigiri Gaur Bhakti Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Nabdip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Krishnaya Sri Mukhe Bhakti Vedanta Shamanati Nama Namaste Saraswati Deva Gaurabhani Pichayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi We've been discussing the 12th chapter. Yes, sir.
Has anybody lost their...
Yes.
Thank
you. Okay. Yeah. Quest has been made for moving forward so that the back guys aren't so far back. So we are in the 12th chapter, devotional service. We began with Arjuna's question about which is better, the impersonalist or the devotee, and then we discussed we discussed dedication to Krishna and then the alternatives on the kind of ladder down from that. Can't do this, do this. If you can't do this, do this. If you can't even do that, do the next thing. But the best thing is the direct process of pure devotional service. Then we began yesterday with the description of the qualities of a devotee. Sarvaya gunais tatra samasate sura. A devotee has all good qualities. But now we've come up to text 15. Yasman no dvijite loko, lokan no dvijite chaya. Arsha Marsha Bhayod Vegaya Sayukta Muktoya Satchame Priya. What can be done?
Construction.
Eh?
Can't stop that.
No. I guess how long are they gonna do that? For the rest of the week? For the rest of the what is it? They're building a
building an extension.
Yeah.
Working on the window frames.
Yeah, true.
The whole side problem.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get amplification.
Yeah, we could do that. Otherwise, we'll manage. Just,
And then if the tree... we can go the other side of the building.
The other side of the building.
Maybe a heavy prasadam
side?
Yeah, you want to pick up and move and go there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we've been sitting here too long, right?
We've got stuck
in this place. Okay, let's go. We just have to remember that Yappy's going to come looking for us here. Oh, at 1.
At 1 o'clock? How to go swimming?
Yeah. We just have to make sure we're kind of not too far away. Okay. Heavy investment for building it, but now it's done.
It took 50 years to build this thing behind this building. Oh yeah. Just short announcement. We have a special guest today, His Grace Yadunandana Prabhu, who is the principal of Bhaktivedanta College in Radhadesh, and who is also on sannyasi waiting list and will take sannyasi in 2 years. Jagur Premanande, Hari Hari Bo.
Hey. So yasman nodvijite loko lokan nodvijite chaya. Udvijita means agitated. Udvijita means agitated. Yasmat, by whom? Loka, the people in general, na udvijite, aren't agitated. He doesn't agitate anyone. And lokan, from the people, na udvijite chaya, he's not agitated. He doesn't cause trouble for anyone, and no one causes trouble for him. In the material life, we take pleasure in causing trouble for others and agitating others. Just like kids, you know. They find something to pick on. You know, your ears are so big. Or something, you know, that whatever. You know, you're where'd you get that crummy bike? Or, you know, couldn't your dad get you, you know, a decent one? Or, you know, they find something, you know. Probably, I know when I went to school, we had like cruel names that we used to have for some of the other students, other class friends. And we take pleasure in agitating their minds. Till they become mad, or till they start to cry, or till they, you know, I'll punch you if you don't stop, or something. We enjoy. Now he's agitated. Success. And we ourselves are equally subject to agitation. We're disturbed. We're angry. Get off my back, will you? Get lost, okay? We're easily agitated. But a Krishna conscious person, he doesn't want to put others into agitation, nor is he agitated. Whatever may happen, he goes on thinking of Krishna and he's not disturbed. Harsha Marsha Payod Vegar, Mukta. He's free from happiness, distress, harsha marsha, bhaya, fear, and anxiety. Because he's Krishna conscious. That's all. Any questions about this? Pretty simple and straightforward, but these things have been said several times about the self-realized person, and now they're being picked out especially as qualities of a devotee. Equipoised? Yeah. Anapeksha shuchir daksha udasino katavyataha sarvarambha parityagi. Yomad bhakta same priyaha. Anapeksha, it's given as neutral in the word for word, but Prabhupada explains it here and elsewhere as not being dependent on the ordinary course of activities. Anapeksha. Right? He's not dependent. He's independent. Not that, you know, like people become, what's the word? Like dependent on institutions. Or even dependent on some setup. you know, my wife is there, the chapatis are there, the car is there, everything's there. It's all, everything's in its place, everything's okay. Now, if you take away any of those elements, you take away the wife and the chapatis, or you take away the car, or you take away the whatever it is, then it's like he's lost. Or he can't go anywhere because his home is here, his wife is here, his this is there, his that's there. So he's like a bull tied to a post. You know, all he can do is walk within that area because everything is fixed up for him. Or as long as the institution is there, you know, and someone is there to do this for him, someone's there to do that for him, someone's there to supply this, someone's there to provide toothpaste, someone's there to cook prasadam. So there's like a whole institution that he's dependent on, and if it's not, everything's not there, he can't function. But a pure devotee can go anywhere. Not that, unless there's a temple, I can't preach. How could I preach without a temple and without, you know, who will provide this? Who will provide that? Who will provide this? What will I do for this? What will I do for that? Krishna is there. He's not dependent on the setup. He's dependent on Krishna. And Krishna can provide everything that he needs. He's confident of that. Anapeksha. Shuchi. Shuchi means Vayam Abhyantara Shuchi. Externally, pure by bathing regularly, and internally by Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, actually this Shuchi was a big concern for Prabhupada because especially the Westerners don't actually understand what the meaning is of Shuchi. Standard of personal cleanliness in India is way higher than what Westerners are used to. Public hygiene is another question, you know, how that's another issue. But in terms of personal cleanliness, you know, like Prabhupada said, he went to New York and he saw that people are taking bath like maybe once a week. That inconceivable. And here, you know, even the simplest person taking bath twice a day. Similarly, so many little things. Like Prabhupada, Harisari Prabhu tells about so many different times when Prabhupada was watching him to see how he would do something. He would touch something to something that wasn't clean and then not, you know, not even notice it. And Prabhupada would, you know, matcha and just so many things. Like a typical Westerner, he thinks nothing about putting a pencil in his mouth. You know, he's chewing on a pencil, puts a pencil in his mouth, and he doesn't think now this pencil is covered with spit. You know, where's the question of this being pure? But in Vedic culture, they're very careful about this. Even, you know, you take a drink of water and touch the glass to your mouth. You know, you're giving Bhagavatam class, and you take a drink of water, and then you turn the page of the Bhagavatam. Oh, no. You know, anyone who's cultured looks at that and says, you know, what's going on with this person? Because he just made his hand dirty, and now he's touching the Bhagavatam. So there's so many things like that. So Prabhupada's standard was that there should be revolutionary cleanliness. The kitchen, the deity room, and one's own place, one's clothes, one's body, everything clean, not this other thing. And it could be a whole class, but anyway, that's briefly. Brahman means shuchi. Brahman means shuchi. Anapeksha Shuchir and Daksha. Daksha means expert. Prabhupada gave the example of Raghunath Das Goswami. When he was still in his householder life, there was some dispute between his father and uncle and the king or the... Yeah, the king, actually. And the king ordered his father and uncle arrested, but they absconded, and so they arrested Raghunath. So Raghunath handled the matter so expertly that the Kaji softened up, and everything was settled up between the fathers and uncle. Everything was okay. So Prabhupada said that although he was a devotee, it doesn't mean that he wasn't expert in every department. Prabhupada said that the devotee should know a little bit about everything and everything about something. So, daksha, expert. Prabhupada says the devotee's expert because he knows the essence of all activities of life and he's convinced of the authoritative scripture. Another meaning of expert. Udasina gata vyataha. Udasina, that's actually there's your neutrality. Udasina, he doesn't take part with the okay, he doesn't take part with a particular party, so therefore he's carefree. Not involved in party politics. And gatavyataha, he's freed from all distress because he knows he's not this body. And sarva ramba parityagi, he's renounced in regard to all endeavors. He doesn't endeavor for anything that's not Krishna conscious. Yomad Bhakta Samepriya. Any questions here?
Yeah. Savaramba Parityagi could be misunderstood to be impersonal. You know, that they don't do anything. They don't endeavor for anything.
But even the impersonalists have to endeavor like crazy. They have to study Vedanta Sutra. They have to do all this stuff. There's no question of no endeavor. My bodies have to endeavor like anything. There's no question of no endeavor. But the endeavor should be for Krishna.
Maharaj, can you speak a little bit about a devotee does not feel is free from all pains?
Yeah, he knows that he's not this body. So if there's some bodily pains, he's free. He knows that, what does this have to do with me? Prabhupada gave the example. They always say, why do you shave your head? Prabhupada said, so if somebody hits you on your hair, you won't feel it. Follow that?
I didn't catch it.
Why do you shave your head? It's so that somebody hits you on the hair, you won't feel it.
My head is no hair.
Like the hair is sitting there, so if somebody bangs it, you know. But if I know that I'm not this body, then the pleasures or pains pertaining to this body have nothing to do with me.
Does that mean he doesn't feel any pain at all?
Prabhupada said a pure devotee doesn't even feel it. But practically, all right, we feel it, but we tolerate. If it has nothing, you know, the materialists, it's like completely absorbed in their bodies and minds. A devotee knows that I'm not this body, so he tolerates. Okay? Yo narishyati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhaktiman yasame priyaha. Rishyati means rejoicing. He never rejoices or grieves about anything. He's not on this material platform of happiness and distress. The materialists are intoxicated by happiness and overwhelmed by distress. But the Krishna conscious person, he's even-minded. He's even-minded. Nishod, yes? Double loud.
Is this possible only when you, you know, when you only thought is, you know, that Krishna?
Yeah, when you're fully Krishna conscious, fully engaged. I'll give you an example. That you know what a paper cut is. Yeah, you cut your skin. How many times have you had the experience that you were busy doing something and you got a paper cut, and then when you finished what you were doing, you realized you had a paper cut? Everyone's had that experience?
Yeah.
So why didn't you feel it earlier? You were busy. Because your mind was engaged, you didn't even notice. Then when you were idle, then, oh my God, I've got a paper cut. Then you feel it. So a person who's always engaged 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness, he hardly feels, you know, what it is that's supposed to be a source of distress for this body or supposed to be a source of happiness for this body. Even probably you have experience, you know, you're sick, and then, you know, if you're doing something, you forget about being sick, and then as soon as it's done, you go back to being sick again. Right?
Yeah.
So the Krishna conscious person, his mind is on Krishna, not on his body. He's not always monitoring, how do I feel, how do I feel at every moment. He's interested in Krishna, that's all.
What about the people who are in the process? What about the people who are in the process now, not at the end?
Yeah, so to the extent that they're advanced, this applies. It's not that as soon as we walk in the door, immediately, you know, we sprout all these qualities. But they begin to develop.
It's something that develops naturally.
Yeah. Something else? Shama shatro chamitre cha tata mana pamana yoho shitoshna sukadukeshu samasanga vivarjitaha tulyaninda stutir moni santushto yena kena chit aniketa stiramatir bhakti man me priyo naraha. Again, this is me priyo naraha. Sachame priyaha, becoming dear to Krishna. The person who has these qualities is dear to Krishna. Here that word is used several times, sama. Used twice anyway. He's balanced. Materialist is always typically off balance. Krishna conscious person is even minded. Shatro chamitre cha. He's even to his friends and in his enemies. He sees everyone as Krishna's servant. So he's not hateful toward his enemies. Yes, toward them also. He's even-minded. He doesn't see that someone is my friend, someone is my enemy. Shama, yes?
Did you skip a verse?
Did I skip a verse? Could be.
No.
No.
Which one did you have in mind?
Because we were talking about pain.
Oh, Shubha Shubha Pratityagi. Yeah. I skipped a line, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and Nishochati Nakashkati. I skipped a lot of lines.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Nishochati Nikanskati. He doesn't lament or hanker. That's described, that's actually a preliminary qualification of a self-realized person. Brahmabhuta prasannatma nishochati nikankshati. Person who's self-realized, the materialist, this is their engagement, hankering and lamenting. Hankering for what I don't have and lamenting for what I've lost. This is material life. Always hankering. And then when you lose it, lamenting. Or sometimes when you get it, also lamenting. Not what you thought it was. If I'd known, if only I'd known, so lamenting that way. And then hankering again. So this is material life. Shochati kanchati. Hankering and lamenting. The advertising is meant to increase hankering. You want it. You need it. You want it. You got to have it. You need it. You got to have it. You need it. You want it. Wouldn't you like to have it? Hankering. Asha pasha shatayar badha. So many aspirations. One wants this. One wants that. So Krishna conscious person, one point of view, if you don't want a lot, you'll never be too disappointed. You're really hoping for something, really trying to get something, and then you didn't get it, and then it's, oh man. In sports, they're really, geared up to achieve something, really geared up to win something, really geared up to do something. And then if it doesn't happen, it's like, yeah. What a bummer.
Does that mean that we cannot even ask spiritual advancement?
Spiritual advancement is different. To hanker for spiritual advancement is good. And to lament that we're not more spiritually advanced, that's also good. Up to a point. Maybe it's Mukundamala Stotra and Narada Pantracha. In purport, Prabhupada points out that one can also become self-indulgent in spiritual lamentation. I am so fallen. What's the use even? What's the use of even chanting? My chanting's so offensive. And then instead of serving, he just sits and mopes all the time. That's not favorable for devotional service. To lament all day about how fallen we are. It's good to recognize that we're fallen. It's good sometimes to lament that we're not more advanced. But if it comes to the point where all we do is lament and we never serve, that's not good. But otherwise, hankering and lamenting on the spiritual platform are also there. That's different from this material hankering and lamenting. So Nishochati, Nikankshati, and Shubha Parityagi. He is not attached to auspicious or inauspicious results. What was that? Shubha Palayar Eva Mokshase Karma Bandhanai. We read earlier that a Krishna conscious person is not attached to what's auspicious or inauspicious. Were we discussing this morning? It's all inauspicious. It's all inauspicious. The material world, everything is inauspicious. So even your auspicious results to go to heaven, to get a good birth, that's inauspicious. Because it means you're continuing in material existence. The first class prison cell is auspicious. What is that? So the Krishna conscious person, for him, he's beyond this duality of auspicious and inauspicious. Just like Prabhupada, he set up on the Lower East Side. That was probably an inauspicious place from one point of view. All the bums and hippies and drug addicts and everything else. And Prabhupada turned it into an auspicious opportunity. So, for a devotee, everything is auspicious.
Mm-hmm. sometimes like devotees wouldn't travel on Thursday because it's inauspicious to travel on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Should that be regarded or disregarded? Or
Prabhupada took a little account of that. He there were certain times when he would prefer not to travel. There's a time in the afternoon that's not very, very good. Thursday is not very good. But his Sanskrit editor Pradyumna was at one point really focused on these things. He had the Panjika, and he knew that this, you know, it gets very detailed. If you go between this time and that time, it's inauspicious. Unless you go west, then it's auspicious. Or if you're going east, then it's inauspicious. Or, you know, this or that. If you're so many things. Prabhupada said, if you go by that book, you can't do anything. So finally, Krishna consciousness makes everything auspicious. Otherwise, Prabhupada took a little account of these things. What's a favorable condition or unfavorable condition? But he's not attached to auspicious or inauspicious results in terms of the material world. Yes.
What was the book in question?
What's the book that he was? This Panjika. You know, it's where we get our calendar. But apart from just the calendar dates, it has all these.
Shubh Labh. I know the book name. It is a Gita Press book.
No.
It's some astrology.
Gita Press is not the only.
I'll give you one copy. I got.
There's so many. It's a little like it's an almanac. Yeah, is really what it is. It's an almanac.
All businessmen, everybody keep every day. Like, yeah. I'm sure how is the day going to be today.
And, you know, there's useful information there. It's today's appearance day of this, the disappearance day of that, and the beginning of this and the end of that. But then there's all this rather detailed information about what's auspicious, what's inauspicious. If you start a business on this day, don't start a business on this day. Very bad day to start a business. There's that, the other thing. So many things. And Prabhupada didn't give much attention to these things.
Why devotees don't travel on Ekadashi?
I don't know, I travel on Ekadashi.
I heard from many devotees that it's not good for you.
Well, it's not good from the point of view that Ekadashi is a good day for hearing and chanting.
Yeah.
But typically, traveling means, you know, dealing with the airline or dealing with the boatman or dealing with the bus driver or dealing with this or dealing with that, mixing up with all sorts of, you know, materialistic people and basically, you know, traveling. All the endeavor that's involved in that. And Ekadasi is really a good opportunity to sit down, chant Hare Krishna. So if you're traveling, you're missing the opportunity. That's all. So good to avoid traveling on Ekadasi from that point of view. But if you have to travel on Ekadasi for Krishna's service, then travel. Yes?
I occasionally meet devotees quite careful about what is commonly known, either as superstition or as inauspicious signs, such as a black cat crossing the road is supposed to trace your way back and take another road. Did Prabhupada make any comment on that?
Not much. I never heard much about it. There were certain things that Prabhupada noted. There's a book of omens. It's mentioned
sneezing.
In Krishna book.
Prabhupada mentioned sneezing. If you're going to go on a trip and you sneeze right before you're going to leave, you wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, Prabhupada had certain things that he
took
account of. These tick-tick lizards, you know, if you say something and they make their tick-tick sound, then that's like confirmed.
It can't be overused too. I know people referring to it all the time. Like an authority.
There's a book of omens. Prabhupada mentions it in Krishna book. If you see a cow with her calf, that's auspicious. If you see the cow and the milk pail, but the milk pail is empty, that's inauspicious. If you see, like Kamsa, he saw everything inauspicious. He saw himself riding on a on a bullock, on a donkey cart, naked. He saw the the luminaries in the sky double.
No reflection in the mirror.
No reflection in the mirror. These are
holes in his shadow.
Holes in his shadow. If you start seeing this stuff, something is seriously wrong. When Duryodhana was born, the jackals began howling. That was not taken as a good sign. So these things are there. Or when Krishna was born, then all the auspicious signs were there. So we may take note of these things. It's an art, knowing what these different things mean. And it's there. But again, even if some conditions are inauspicious, we take shelter of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and carry on. But Prabhupada, he took note of some of these things, what was auspicious and inauspicious. Like signs from material nature. For those who know how to read them, these are signs from material nature. There's some story about an astrologer, a very famous astrologer. They brought him the chart of a prospective bride and groom and asked him, you know, the father wanted to know, was this a good match? So he handed over the charts to his students. And one student said, oh, this is fantastic. Another one said, it's great. Another one said, it's super excellent. Another one said, never seen better. Another one said, this, that. And then he took back the chart and dismissed it. He said, this marriage would be a disaster. This marriage would be a disaster. And then, so the father put it off. It's all right. And then shortly after, the bridegroom was killed. He fell off a horse or something like that, a few days after. And the father was like so grateful to the astrologer. And so, yeah, how did you know? All your students said it was, you know, all the yogas, everything matched up. He said, no, when you handed me the charts, off in the distance, someone was crying. Or a jackal was howling, or someone was crying, something he heard shrieking. So he knew this is not auspicious. So for those who know how to read the signs are there. But you can dedicate your life to reading the omens. That's not a good sign.
Oh, there's one more that's pretty prominent in India. Seeing a full water pot before you travel. So what they do is they put a full glass at the door so that then they look at it.
Yeah, full water pot is auspicious. Half-empty water pot's not a good sign. There's so many if you want to get into sign language, yes.
Yeah, and Nirmala Maharaj mentioned that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also wouldn't travel on Thursday. So if he would have to travel on Thursday, he would put his bags and his shoes outside the door on Wednesday evening. So his trip would start at Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
So I did this when I was in Budapest temple, and in the morning my shoes were gone.
You have to lock him in the car.
It was auspicious for someone.
Yeah.
It's not auspicious. Steal. Four times you get the... If you steal, you get the karma four times what you steal.
Okay, so we're on 18 and 19. Shatro Chamitre Cha. So we discussed that. Krishna conscious person is balanced. He's equal toward friend and enemy. Tata mana pamanayoho. He's equal in honor and dishonor. This is, if you preach Krishna consciousness, people may honor you or they may dishonor you also. But a Krishna conscious person is not carried away by honor, and he's not discouraged by dishonor. The tendency is someone honors you, you become puffed up, you start swelling, the ego starts ballooning. And if someone calls you bad names or someone doesn't recognize your importance, then you become indignant. But a Krishna conscious person is not either way. You know, what is this honor, dishonor? It doesn't mean anything to me.
If someone dishonors us, should we try to find also some material reason for that? Or we can just look from the spiritual perspective?
Means?
For example, someone is coming and telling us, oh, you did this, this, and this, that's why you are not good, and so on. Shall we try to excuse ourselves?
Yeah, well, that's in one sense being part of being equipoised. That if someone's dishonoring you, well, there's probably some truth in it. Mm. Somebody's got something negative to say about me. Well, that's, you know, I probably deserve it. And if somebody has something, you know, real great to say, well, that's probably meant for somebody else. Like Prabhupada would take it that it was meant for his spiritual master. Not that, yes, I'm great, I'm wonderful, I'm all of these things. But he took it that this is meant for my Guru Maharaj.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it favorable to take a compliment to become encouraged and move forward rather than...
Yeah, but if you're dependent on being stroked all the time, that's not the highest platform. It's true, we all like to be encouraged, we all need to be encouraged, but an advanced devotee, encouraged or not encouraged. It's like Prabhupada, he got all discouragement in trying to spread Krishna consciousness, but he didn't become discouraged, despite all causes for discouragement. So Prabhupada was equal, balanced. Shitoshna Sukadukeshu. He's equal in heat and cold, happiness and distress. This is another symptom of self-realization. I get around it by being as equally fond of heat as I am averse to cold. That's my version of equal. The best I can do. Well, we saw that, for example, Prabhupada was taking his bath in the Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela is damn cold. Allahabad in the midst of Magh, which is winter season. Oh, man. You know, all the devotees, they were just like not waking up. Because as soon as you wake up, you're cold. It's cold. I mean, it's just... And Prabhupada was getting up and taking his bath and, you know, carrying on his regular routine. So that's equal. Samasanga Vivarjita. He's detached from... Association means bad association. It doesn't mean being detached from devotee association. To be detached from the association of devotees is not favorable. Tulya. Tulya means the same as sama. Tulya means balance. But tula means scales.
Okay.
Like in the astrological sign, what is that called?
Libra.
Libra. It's also called, in Hindu astrology, it's called Tula.
Tula, right.
Tulya Rashi.
Tulya Rashi. So it's scale. So Tula means, Tulya means equal, balanced. Ninda Stuti. Ninda stuti means pretty much the same as manapamanayo. Ninda means vilification, and stuti means glorification. So you glorify me or you vilify me. Yeah, what's the difference? Doesn't really mean anything. And moni means silent. One thing is, a devotee is not a chatterbox. His tongue is controlled. And he speaks about Krishna. He speaks when it's necessary to speak. He speaks about Krishna. He doesn't speak nonsense. Santushto yena kenachit. Whatever comes, he's satisfied. Santushto yena kenachit. And Aniketa means not having a house. You read Niketa, Shanti Niketan, this Niketan, that Niketan, very typical. Mm-hmm. Means the residence of peace, or the residence that, you know, Agarwal Niketan or something.
Like Nivas.
So Aniketa means having no residence. He doesn't care, Prabhupada said, for any residential facility. He might live under a tree, might live in a palace. Prabhupada was sometimes living in Bombay in very opulent circumstances, sometimes living in Bhubaneswar in a hut. Didn't matter. Aniketa and Sthiramatir, steady-minded. Any other questions so far? Yes.
So how do we connect this having no residence with the needs of the Grihastha?
Well, one thing is that even the grihasthas, you know, on the order of the spiritual master, they can pick up and go. We saw that in Prabhupada's time. The grihasthas were ready to pick up and go. If Prabhupada, you know, not that, oh, Prabhupada, but, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They were ready to pick up and go. They'd go to Moscow, they'd go to England, they'd go to this place, they'd go to that place. Prabhupada was asking. They were ready to go. Not that, no, my house is here, I can't go. Like a little, you know, domesticated creature.
Prabhupada quotes a verse, and it says, one who is not a devotee has no good quality.
Yeah, I'm coming to that, but we're what's next. Let's get on top of this again.
Taking the house.
Mm-hmm. So that's one thing, that he's not. So that you might be ready to pick up and go at the order of the spiritual master. Or he's not so stuck. Grihastha, all right, he needs a place to stay. But it's not like he's insanely attached to his apartment or his home or his, you know, or one city or anything. He's, you know, okay, he's not crazy that he's always picking up and moving. Stability needs to be there, but he's ready to go. It's not that this is the be-all and end-all of my, what is that, griha, sutta, chetra, apta. It's not that, you know, my home, my everything is my home. Like people, they invest everything in their home. You know, like the way some people lavish attention on a pet, some people lavish attention on a motorcycle. And some people lavish attention on their homes. You know, they're always doing some home improvement. They're always redecorating. They're always buying new furniture. They're always, you know, the more the home is being improved, you know, they're always planting and mowing the lawn, and, you know, it's all about their little home. And they're completely, you know, this is their world, their little home, sweet home, and so on. So, a Krishna conscious person is not so attached to his home. Naturally, in householder life, there's some development goes on, things need to be kept at a decent level, wives need to be kept a little happy, but to be just dedicated to the place you're living in doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like Prabhupada gave the example, suppose you come to preach someplace, and you're there for 3 days, 4 days. Now, if you spend those 3 or 4 days just decorating your hotel room, you know, what are you doing? You're only going to be here 3 or 4 days. And meanwhile, there's all this work to do, important engagements. So the materialistic person is like that. You know, he's only going to be around for a short time, and he's dedicating himself to improving his home that he's going to get kicked out of. There's a story that there was a saintly person who lived on the shore of the ocean. And this saintly person, this sage, was very old and very hairy. His body was very hairy. And he was blessed to have a long lifetime. It's said that every time there was a change of Brahma, one hair would fall off his body. And when all the hairs fell off, then he would die. Very long lifetime. So he was living on the side of the seashore, and some of his disciples said that, you know, Guru Maharaj, why don't we build you a hut here? You're just camped out. Why don't we build you a hut? He said, no, no need. He said, I'm not going to be here very long. So a Krishna conscious person is conscious of that. He knows, I'm not going to be here very long. And I have more important business than just fixing up my home. The karmis, you know, this is like their pride practically, you know, to be painting their home and how their home looks compared to the home next door. And, you know, building a new wing and, you know, no need, but they're doing that. When I was a little kid, across the street from where I lived, there was a meadow. And in the meadow, my friends and I built a little fort. We found some timbers and some, you know, bits and pieces of that. And we built quite a nice little fort. It was maybe this high and solid. And when it rained, even you could go inside and stay there and watch the rain. And you could go on the roof and stand on the roof and see so many things. And, you know, we're improving it and improving it and improving it and improving it. And, you know, putting, you know, taking a post and just putting nails and all up and down the post so it would be very, you know, spiffy, and finding new things. And then one day we came and somebody had smashed everything. Just smashed the whole thing. There's a lesson there.
Sometimes we find the devotees also not trying to include everything in Krishna consciousness, but mostly they are doing for themselves. Like they are making the big houses for themselves. They are just trying to say that they are doing for Krishna, but indirectly they are doing for themselves.
Yeah, so a Krishna conscious person should be sensitive to that. You know, am I doing this just in the name of Krishna consciousness, or is it actually for Krishna's service? Sure, you know, I've got this car because, you know, I need to have a big car because I travel a lot, and, you know, if it's not comfortable enough, then I can't do my service, you know, so I actually need this,
Lexus.
What's that? Yeah, Lexus, you know, because it helps my service. Are you sure you really need that Lexus for your service? You know, so the tendency is there to be attached. But if one is actually Krishna conscious, then his attachment is to Krishna. And he develops all these good qualities. You had a question? We talked about that the other day, didn't we?
What's the question?
That Harava Bhakta Shukato Mahadguna, a person who is not in Krishna consciousness, has no good qualification. What was the example we gave yesterday? Yeah.
Mark and Spencer.
Yeah, Mark and Spencer. You know, he has all good qualifications, but he's a gangster. So then what are we talking about, good qualities? Yes. Shall we move on? Ye tu dharmamritam idam yatoktam paryupasate. Shradhana matparama bhaktaski te tiva. Ne priya. Ativa means very, very, just like in Bengali, ati. Very much. So ativa means very much dear to me. Who is that person that's very dear to Krishna? Ye tu dharmamritam idam yatoktam paryupasate. One who completely engages in this path of devotional service, yatoktam, as spoken about, as Krishna spoke, speaks it, as it is. Yata uktam means as I'm speaking it, not adding, subtracting, changing. Yatoktam, as it is. One who follows it as it is, sadhana, very faithfully, matpadama, making me the ultimate goal of life. Bhaktaste tiva mehpiya. Such a devotee is very dear to Krishna. The personalist is not described that way. But the devotee is described as very dear to Krishna. There's one of those interesting first, second edition difference examples. If you look at that last purport, text 20, the old edition said, in this chapter, the religion of eternal engagement, the explanation of the process of transcendental service for approaching the Supreme Lord is given. Lost quite a lot there, didn't we? Everyone saw that?
That's the first sentence.
Yeah, the first sentence. In this chapter, the religion of eternal engagement, the explanation of the process of transcendental service for approaching the Supreme Lord is given. That's what happens from cutting out too much Sanskrit. Okay, yes?
Can you speak a little about the meaning of he's very dear to him, Krishna? He's very dear to Krishna.
Yes. Krishna says...
What happens then and what does Krishna do?
What does Krishna do about that?
What does it include when one is very dear to Krishna?
Most fortunate.
It includes that if you're favored by Krishna, then everything's included. Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu yo me bhakti dveshyosti na priya. Ye bhajanti tamam bhakti. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, because he was so dear to Lord Nrisingadev, Lord Nrisingadev protected him in all circumstances. Why? Because he was dear to Krishna.
Many of these qualities that were described now, it looks like they may be connected with Krishna, with the devotion and service, maybe not. So if they are not connected, is such kind of person will be dear to Krishna?
If you see these qualities in a non-devotee, then it comes under that qualification. That's useless. It's like beauty in a girl who's a prostitute. Beauty is a good quality, but because she's a prostitute, it's spoiled. You know, or to be a good cook. She's a great cook, but she's a whore. So, more earthy word for prostitute. Not really a very earthy word. not a bad word. It's just
it's a balanced word.
Yeah, it's just not Latin.
Strong word.
It's a Germanic, good strong Germanic word for prostitute. So she's a great cook. She looks beautiful, but she's a prostitute. Well, that just spoiled it as far as, being a good wife and good mother is concerned. She's just not, in spite of her good qualifications, they're spoiled. A person who's got, he's a great cook and has a very faithful attitude, but he's got leprosy. So a person who has all good qualities, but he's not a devotee, harava bhaktashya kutabma, what good qualities does he have? And it can turn around in any second, just like Hiranyakashipu. He had all, family affection, very good quality. As soon as the son said, best thing is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, kill this kid. As soon as sense gratification is impeded, the whole picture can turn around. People act according to their convenience, according to what suits them. Because that's their goal in life. Their goal in life is sense gratification. So finally, everything else can be adjusted according to that. Yes?
Do you have a difficult accepting some statement where one who is not a devotee has no qualification? There are some people that they don't know Krishna as the Supreme Lord. But then there's a very good people. I mean, they can be Christians and they can be they're not like Al Capone or somebody like that.
That's all right. No, if someone is God conscious, Krishna conscious means God conscious. Maybe not that if you're a devotee of Ram, then you can't have these qualities. Only Krishna's devotees. But Krishna means God. So a God conscious person will develop all the good qualities. And if we don't see the good qualities, then we have to say, what's happening with this God consciousness over there? Otherwise, or if we look in ourselves and don't see these qualities, we have to say, what's going on with me? I'm disturbing, I enjoy disturbing others, I'm disturbed by others, I'm envious of others, I'm always, looking for praise, and if somebody says anything nasty to me, I go into a funk. I'm super attached on this, that. And then we have to say, what kind of chanting Hare Krishna are we doing? What's happening in my spiritual life if I'm not developing these good qualities? So in this way we can, it's an inventory we can take of ourselves and say, how much am I advancing in my spiritual life? Am I silent? Am I unattached to any home? Am I equal in happiness and distress? Am I faithfully engaged in following Krishna's order? We can evaluate our own progress that way.
Can you explain why in this verse it says very, very dear to me? In the other verse it says very dear to me.
Yeah. Because he's of course, one thing is it's the culmination, but the other thing is, yetu dharmyamritam idam, dharmamritam idam, because he's following this path of devotional service, because he's my devotee. The other things might be found in any other person, might be equal to in fame and infamy, might be able to tolerate heat and cold, he might be unattached to. There are people who are unattached to their homes. Not Krishna conscious, but they just don't give a damn about having a house. These other things you might find in some other person. But following this path of eternal dharma, as spoken by the Lord Himself, for that you have to be a devotee. And that's really Krishna's point, is that the devotees are very dear to me. Sadavo hridayam mayam sadavam. What is that, hridayam mayam? Ah. Svaham. Sadhava Hridiyo Mayam. Sadhava
Hridiyam.
Hridiyam. Svaham. Let's see. Natu me abhijanati. Let's see. Let's see. Sadhava Hridiyam Mayam. Let's hear some of this. In fact, this is one of the verses left out of the second edition, as I remember. That sounds like it. It's left out of this edition because they put the wrong verse in there instead of it. 924, maybe? Let's see. No. Oh, 924? No, not 924 at all. Let's see. Okay, there's an index of verses quoted. That makes life easy. Sadhavo hridiyam mayam. Yeah, where is that?
It's 392, that's 718.
Yeah, I saw that 924, that was in the index, but it's the wrong place.
Yeah. It's 718,
yeah, thank you. Sadhava hridayam mahyam, sadhunam hridayam tvaham, maranyate na janati naham tebyo manadhi. That's the verse. The devotees are always in my heart, and I'm always in the hearts of the devotees. The devotee does not know anything beyond me, and I also cannot forget the devotee. That's the point. There's this very intimate relationship between Krishna and his pure devotees. 718, yeah. In the purport.
Does it also mean that a yogi who's gone to the forest and he's trying to get all these qualities, he's also beatific?
No, just to develop these qualities. That's why Krishna says, Madbhakta Sane Priyaha. If you have all these qualities but you're not Krishna's devotee, what's the point?
Aren't yogis God conscious?
You're going to lose it because it's just due to karma.
If the yogi becomes Krishna conscious, then he also becomes very dear to Krishna. But Krishna says, this is the bhakta, this is the devotee. Not simply the yogis or the jnanis, but his yomad bhakta. Bhakti is the thing. Even the yogi, he's dear to Krishna because there's some bhakti in his yoga. Otherwise, Krishna wouldn't give a damn about him. Hiranyakashipu was doing plenty of yogic austerity, and Krishna killed him. There's no bhakti here. Anti-bhakti. Instead of anti-bhakti, it's anti-bhakti. Okay? Any other questions here? Yes.
Is it coincidence, or could it be purposefully that Krishna doesn't talk about he who is in bhava, but he is simply who is like, you know, he may be struggling, but he follows this whole path.
Yeah. One thing is that Bhagavad Gita is the beginning course. We're not going to get into bhava and prema and all of these. That you'll find more about in other books. But Bhagavad Gita is the foundational course. You know, where's the question of bhava and prema if I can't control my senses? Where's the question of bhava and prema if I'm envious of other living entities? If I'm attached to fame and distressed by infamy? Where's the question of bhava and prema? And that's what we find. People are talking bhava, they're talking prema, and you know, they can't give up.
That's the
hot sex.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Sex and pot.
You know, they can't give up. You know, they're attached to that, and they're talking about bhav and prem and, you know, and you know, and the gopis and all this stuff. You know, they've missed the foundational course. So they've got the upper stories, but there's no foundation. There was a remark made by Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj that, you know, there are these step-by-step process of devotional service. If you skip a step, then that a portion within you will be hollow. It will be hollow. Okay? So we have to go step-by-step, not skipping. Sense control, that's not, you know, that's ABC. Let's get on to the real nectar. No, we have to learn how to do this. Bacho vegam, manasakro dhavegam, jiva vegam, ujura kasta vegam. How to control lust, how to control anger, kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, illusion, madness, envy, anger, greed, occupation. We have to learn how to control these things. You know, then later we'll talk about bhav, prem, whatever you want. But if we don't get this down, the project will be a failure. The project will be a failure. Like sometimes you see they build these houses with substandard materials. There was some in Bombay about a year or so back, there was a big, not exactly a skyscraper, but you know, a big office building, many stories, and it just collapsed. You know, one whole side of it just boom, went down. Because this is, in this country, people cut corners, and you know, the cement doesn't have quite enough this in it or quite enough that in it because you save some money.
Too much sand.
Huh?
Too much sand.
Too much sand in the cement. And, you know, and then later the result is your building collapses. So the same sort of, you know, because they don't, the standards are not so well enforced. So if we don't have the standards, you know, if we haven't learned how to control the mind, control the senses, get lust under some sort of reasonable control, control the tendency to speak, actually become Krishna conscious. And you know, all this talk of bhava and prema isn't going to go anywhere. Won't do anything for it. Then it becomes prakriti sahaja. Shruti, smriti, puranadi, panchatra, vidindana. Utpataya vikopita. Just becomes a loss. Something else?
Mm-hmm. We've been sannyasi for many, many years. So, did you ever get angry?
I get angry all the time.
I've never seen you angry so far.
You can work on it. I have been known to lose it now and then. There's the anger that you express, or there's the anger that you don't express.
Stays there.
You're angry, but you're not going to show it, you know? It's maybe all right, it's under some sort of control, but still it's there.
Huh? You mean waiting for the right moment?
Jiva Vega?
Yeah.
What about it? I mean, you want my self-evaluation,
yes,
or what?
I'm just trying to see whether I can get some qualities from
you. You don't want to get my qualities, believe me. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. Get your Guru Maharaj's qualities, you know. I'm after his qualities, so what do you want my qualities for? You know? There's a standard, there's an example, you know, all good qualities, Bhakti Charamaj. You know, he's even-minded, he's sweet in speech, he's attached to Krishna, he's, you know, so many, he's like, you know, he's like walking good qualities. He's just walking, and therefore, you know, everybody loves him, everybody appreciates him, nobody's enemy.
He said the same thing about you.
See, that's because he has all good qualities.
I'm going to look for the opposite.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj came to Poland last year on Woodstock Festival. And there were like 12 Maharajas. And as a photographer, I was always taking photos. And when he came, I call this series of photos the hugging photos. Everybody wanted to come and hug.
And me, when the photographers come, I just want to get rid of the photographers. I get angry. That's when I lose it. Get angry at the photographers. I'm very self-controlled. I haven't smashed anyone's camera yet.
It's a big quality.
It takes a lot, let me tell you. Okay, we'll end here since we're at the end of a chapter. And Yadunandan Prabhu has some information to give you about Bhaktivedanta College, huh? And because I have other appointments, I'll miss out on this information, but I'll get it from him in another channel. But you can take advantage of his experience and his project, wonderful project there in Radhadesh, Bhaktivedanta College, higher education. All right, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yadunandan Prabhu ki jai.
Or if this is more comfortable for you, because you've got all your stuff.
Yes, I'm a small place. I'm aware that Prasadam time is coming closer, so don't worry, it won't be long. Just I thought to take the opportunity that Atul Krishna Prabhu allowed me to present to you the college, and I think how many of you are aware of what's happening back around the college, just to make an idea. Bhaktivedanta College is an international educational project that started 5 years ago in Radhadesh, Belgium, and their idea is to replicate it in many places in the world, also here in Mayapur and in North America, and eventually in many countries. It's a pioneering project to establish systematic education within ISKCON. And actually, many of you will be aware that a good number of the problems we have in our society is due to lack of education or lack of... We have even, let's take for instance the case in America, the court case in America, is very much related to lack of training to our devotees. That's one aspect. Also, we see that devotees who are well trained, they can contribute in a substantial way to the movement in their different capacities. So the project has as an aim to train leaders, devotees who can, preachers who can take care of people of the congregation, or even just simply responsible members of our society. That's the main purpose of the project. We are offering chastity courses, and I thought that what could interest some of you, or maybe some of your friends, is a three-year, we have 1 year ministerial program and a three-year undergraduate program. We will give some brochures to some of you. Know we are bringing others. Did you see this?
What is this 1 year? What is it? 1 year?
1 year a ministerial program. And actually, we offer three strands of education. The course is very comprehensive. Includes academic studies and this element is accredited by the University of Wells Lampeter in the UK. It means when you finish the studies, you get a degree from the university. 1 year, if you finish 1 year of study, you get a certificate in Vaishnava studies, 2 years a diploma in Vaishnava studies, 3 years a Bachelor of Theology based on Vaishnavism. And so that's one aspect. Some devotees say, okay, it's just academics. But it's not just academics. There are academic studies very useful for preaching and also in one's own life. It's we build up our culture and knowledge so that we can present Christian consciousness in a well-informed way to the intelligent class of society. And then we offer also vocational courses, especially during the first year, the ministerial program. Many of the courses you might be familiar with them, like communications course, leadership and management, mediation. You have them here also in Mayapur. There we offer one full package in 1 year. And then we have the devotional courses, chastity courses like for the first year of the undergraduate program, first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto and beginning of third canto for the second year, and the most of the third canto, we complete the third canto on the third year. And then if also some devotees after that they continue their Bhakti Vaibhava studies with fourth, fifth and sixth canto. So I thought we can pass this around. Maybe you can take one. If you are interested in getting more information, you can visit our website. And I'm leaving day after tomorrow, so if you want to approach me, please let me know so we can schedule a time to meet. I'm going to Jagannath Puri and then to Vrindavan. Let us see if we have. Some of those, also maybe we can pass this around. this was a schedule for this year, but the content next year will be practically the same.
What is the cost? What are we looking
at? The cost for a full year, mm-hmm. including accommodation and prasadam in the temple, is 4,000 euros. We offer scholarships. If some devotees, they cannot afford it, they can apply for a scholarship, and we have donors who subsidize the students. And actually, this doesn't, to be precise, this doesn't cover the real cost. This is already subsidized by some devotees who are giving. So, but we thought, okay, for ISKCON public, for many devotees, it's too expensive. But actually, it costs more. For instance, in North America, it costs more for the parents to keep their children and the teenagers' children at home and send them to the college. That's what they told us. That's what they told us.
Still in English?
In English, yes. If you'd like to ask any questions, we have 5 or 7 minutes.
So the students who have already finished the colleges and went on with their lives, what are they doing with this education that they got in the college?
They can apply it to, of course, the college is existing since 5 years ago. We offered the first 3 years only the 1 year ministerial program, level one of the 3 years, mm-hmm. because we wanted to consolidate it. And last year we offer level one and level two simultaneously. And this year we offer 3 years at the same time. So actually, this year we will have our first graduates, I mean three-year program graduates. Other devotees who took 1 year ministerial program, some became temple president in some place, others continue studying, others are teaching Gurukul, teaching Shastra, also at the college, some offer service at the college. So there are different options there. And if devotees who are interested in pursuing for postgraduate studies, they can do it in a regular university, or we are also planning to develop a postgraduate program. We are planning to develop a postgraduate program. The only reason the main reason why we didn't start, we are not starting it soon, is because our scholars, some of our experienced scholars like Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, Radhika Raman Prabhu, they recommended not to rush into it. The University of Wells Lampeter is offering us the possibility of accrediting a postgraduate program. But they recommended better, let's consolidate this first, and then we move up to the postgraduate level. We also have a counselor program during the year, also for personal support for the students. So there is academic support, personal support, spiritual support. Any other questions?
Maybe you can tell us a few words about the Radhadesh communities and other opportunities that can be there for the devotees about, you know, education, their spiritual life, besides the studying on the college?
Yes, Radhadesh community is one of the, I will say, I don't think I'm exaggerating. I'm from Spain, so I'm not from there, actually. So I can't say I'm detached from the place. I could say I was born in Spain. I moved there only because the college started there. It's one of the best communities in Europe. Some of you have been there, like You have been there, and those people who also, who else has been in other days before. So, anyway, you can correct me if I'm wrong, please. But as far as I understand, it's one of the best communities in Europe, and it has a very steady. The temple president, the Dalai Chaitanya Prabhu, he is doing that service for more than 20 years, very steady, and the community has developed very, very nicely. So it's an, it has a very nice spiritual program, a tour program. Many visitors come throughout the year. 30,000 visitors a year. It's very, very nicely maintained. It's a pleasant atmosphere, a nice place to live. I am a Brahmachari Sagrihastha community, and I feel very, very comfortable there. So it's, sometimes Brahmachari say, oh, it's a place where too many Grihastas. That, okay, that can be there, but there is also a little a small Brahmachari ashram, and it's nice. It's, that's one of the reasons why we are, I thought it was good to present it to you, because we are asking the students to complete Bhakti Shastri test. So I thought, okay, it's very relevant. And, so that's one aspect. Another aspect also, of course it depends on the age, but secondary studies must be completed before, unless for older people, it might not be so necessary. Like, universities are more flexible. Also, we are asking two recommendation letters. So generally, if you know someone who is interested, or you want to apply, then you fill an application, send two recommendation letters, Bhakti Shastri, confirmation, and basically that's, you don't ask too much. Maybe in the future when there is more demand, we might ask more.
How many students per year do you, I mean, what is like we have a big group here in MAP. So how is, what was your last year?
At the moment we have, the year goes, the school year goes from middle September to middle June. We have two breaks, a 3-week Christmas break, a 2-week Easter break. And at the moment we have 26 students for the three levels. We have like 10 students for level 1, 11 for level 1, 6 for level 2, and 9 for level 3 at the moment. We offer a small Bhakti Shastri course, small because many devotees prefer to take it here in the Holy Dham. I guess for spiritual reasons, and also for the combined pilgrimage, and also for financial reasons, I think. So we have 26 for the undergraduate program at the moment, and generally we have between 5 and 10 for the Bhakti Shastri course. So it's a nice sangha. We have some regular sanghas. Weekly harinams when it doesn't rain. But generally, opportunities for harinam are there. Thank you very much. If you have any other questions, please approach me, or you can also check our website and write to us.
What about the age limit?
We don't put.
But 120,
you're most welcome.
the eight we meet we didn't
we don't believe in bodies.
So far we didn't have any application, someone who was so old that couldn't perform.
As long as you pay, how much? 4,000. As long as you pay 4,000, no, just Legos, Belgium, Legos. Buy a ticket.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bro.
When are you leaving Mayapur?
Friday morning.
Are you sponsoring the tickets also?
No, that we ask you to do, if you like to eat.
I can go. Very sorry, Prabhu.
You look like it. Like it very well.
We have a sponsor, you know.
Well, if you come in Europe, I can give you a tip on hitchhiking.
We offer you the privilege to do it.
I came to Radhadesh 4 years ago by hitchhiking.
Deepak, when you go, you'll go get...
I came to Radhadesh.
You'll go get a nice visa because the Belgian project is very difficult about Indian people.
They're like 88.
Serious?
But I don't have money.
You just have to get a sponsor.
From the UK.
Yeah,
I'm invited to a car.
100%.
Otherwise, I would be
more. Well, here's a CD for the...
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I can do anything. So
I have to go. Coming back. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm definitely interested in the 3-year course, but it's the lack of money.
You could apply for a scholarship.
Right, yeah, do that soon, because I'm going to Switzerland after I leave. Come back. The Russian Marathon is that I should go to Switzerland, so I'll contact you from there. Yeah, I'm going in April, beginning of April. Switzerland, so I'll contact you from there.
Okay, so you will email me?
Yeah, but you got the email? You got your email?
I can. Do you have to? I can write it for you.
It's on there, is it?
Yes, this is a.
The college, yeah, I'll do that.
You can write there.
I've got the leaflet anyway.
The secretary will answer.
Yeah.
And if you want to write to me personally, she will send you, forward me the message.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, do that, yeah. No problem. I'll be definitely interested in the 3-year course, definitely. Okay. I'll speak to Maharaj and see what he says in Switzerland or if I see him next. See what he says. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right,
so how many devotees are there now at Radhadesh who have a sponsored scholarship?
I would have to check, but we have at the moment from the 25. I will say about half got some of them, I mean many of them didn't get full scholarship, but they get partial scholarship.
What does it mean, that partial scholarship?
Partial scholarship means sometimes the parents pay some amount, or they have some other funding, so it depends on the case. Generally, when someone applies for a scholarship, we check if they can get some sponsor or some help, or if they have some money. Because otherwise, if we give to someone who can get the money elsewhere...
Yeah, and then other ones...
We are impeding others to come. So we try to accommodate as many students as possible.
What's the small one?
Just a newsletter.
Oh yeah, that newsletter. I didn't have enough for everyone, so this will stay. You got one. Did you see this? Haridas is there.
Oh, yeah. It's been, yeah, so I got this. No.
You got this one?
No, this one. No. I think this.
So, it starts each year in September. Right?
Middle of September.
I'm thinking of going actually because I've just finished my education here. I finished year 12 with Cambridge University. We send the exams there. It's Cambridge International Examinations. So they mark it in England and like that.
Where are you from?
New Zealand originally.
Oh, you are going as a friend.
Yeah.
I mean.
But my father's from France, so I've got a French passport also. So that's perfect, right? I can live there, no problem.
Uh-huh.
And
Yeah. You came there with your mother, I hear?
I visited here in Luang Ratheatra last year or the year before. I can't remember exactly. I had a very good impression. We did a cooking course with Korma Prabhu. It was heaven, you know.
It's easy to get a good impression with such a course. So you can download the application from the website and send it if you have any questions. I'm here today and tomorrow, so if you want to talk about it, we can schedule a time and talk.
I don't have many questions for now because it's still a few months. So. I mean, I finished this in just before Gopranim, this Bhakti Shastri, and then after Gopranim, we're thinking maybe, since my father's a disciple of Unajumna Swami, we're thinking we might go to Poland for one of the festivals or something.
Yes. 2 months, Prabhu.
A lot of shamans may drink this.
Time of your life. Yeah. I've been there for 10 years now.
I hear so many stories, you know, this amazing stuff. Right?
You know, all the stories you hear, no matter how, you know, outstanding they look, you know, it's nothing. You come there, you taste it. You know, 9 years now, I've been hitchhiking all over Europe to reach Poland and back. Hitchhiking, sleeping, God knows where outside.
Venjura. And after that?
This time you
after Poland?
And after that, I'll probably start. Maybe back. I'll probably see if I can start this in September.
You come from Croatia?
Next year.
No, Croatia, Hungary, Slovak Republic, Poland.
So you will send the application then?
Yeah.
It's some paperwork is involved, but it's...
Is there a limit? You have to apply before a certain time?
Generally, we ask.
The website, right?
Yes, it's on the website. Generally, we go through the applications in the middle of May. But we do take some if they come, like 1 month later, it's fine. Sometimes, ISKCON people plan their lives last minute.
We need 2 recommendation letters?
Yes, we ask that. There can be any of your teachers here, for instance. Mm-hmm. Or some authority who knows you. Like. Even Krishna Kumar will do. He was TP there. So if he knows you, could do that.
Krishna Kumar could also do me. He knows you also. I was thinking about Krishna Kumar as the second and one within the group.
So how about the building of the college?
The building we are planning, we have, we are planning to build next to Mahaprabhu's house. You know Mahaprabhu's house?
Up there?
The land that Vishnumurti had bought. You know,
behind up there? You know, on this, there is Vishnumurti's house, there is a road going up there.
No. Like Mahaprabhu's house?
I don't remember.
It's across the road, the last one to the right, going to Brussels.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, we have some land there, so we are planning to built our first building. This will be, I mean, we have half of the money, so we want to start building when we have at least 1 or 2 more pledges, which means 1/4 more of the money.
So how much will it take to build it?
Around 500,000 euros.
500,000 euros? And it will be, you know, only classrooms? Or
this will be mainly accommodations.
Accommodations?
Because the classrooms We have a nice library and classrooms. It's okay, we manage with the classroom facility is nice. Mm. At the moment, we have two classrooms. It's nice. Mm. The old conference room.
Yeah.
And then the library is a good facility. But our main need now is accommodation
for the students and the staff.
Also.
And the staff, yeah. So basically, you would move the office from Vishnumurti's house up there?
Yes, already know the office is down, you know that? We were up.
Yes.
Now we are down. In this Murti's place, but down. And we open a door. There is a door.
Outside on the street?
Outside, yes. You can enter.
So where he had his shop, now is the office?
No.
He has a shop?
Where was the storage room?
Yeah, there were two parts of the shop. And there is a first room when you enter, and then left.
That's the same.
That's the same. And you're in the back?
In the back.
And the doors are aside?
Yes.
Oh.
You can enter directly from the street.
Oh, nice. Where was Lakshmi Kunja's...
Exactly, there. It's bigger, that up was to tie.
Yeah, small one. Oh, so it's just like almost completely discommunicated. Excommunicated from the Vishnumurti's.
There is a door, we can go in.
Yeah,
door, but
yeah.
But it's independent now, so it's nice. I think it was good to be together, but was sometimes too many people coming to the college through the office.
Yeah, I remember. Is Madhati Lakananda still there?
Yeah.
She's still the secretary? I met her this summer in Belgrade, but I didn't recognize her. Anyway. So she's still there. Dina Dayal is there. Bhaktavasa. Bhaktavasa Govinda Prabhu. One of the students.
She's there. She's doing the level 2, yes.
Dina Dayal is
doing level 3 this year.
Yeah. So he's going to get his...
He will get his degree and he's
BA,
now...
Yeah.
He's trying to get... being engaged by the GBC body now. Because
they
need some secretaries. So he became the GBC secretary and now... That they could have mentioned. Some devotees, like, they get through the college, they get connections.
So basically, when you build this house, the price for the studies will be less because you will have the facility for accommodating devotees, with being independent from the guest house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the prices for the studying will drop down?
Well, because we will have to... I don't think we will get all the money for the building.
So you'll have still to collect something in order to...
The money that doesn't go to the temple for the rent, we might need to pay the building.
Yes.
With the cost.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, if the devotees they cannot afford, then they can apply for a scholarship, and we do our best to help them, our service. You get one? I forgot actually to announce one thing, because we are looking now for an English tutor. Is there anyone in this group that is good in English?
I'm good.
But to be a teacher in English, to teach.
Teacher? I don't have teaching skills.
You know, you have to see the devotees for basically, you know, from English-speaking countries.
I got top marks in English and English literature through year 12. So.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how to teach. That's a different thing.
Well, I'm Croatian and I was the topmost in the class as far as English is concerned. I don't know how much you value.
Because Tathagata Prabhu is moving.
Prabhu, yes, I know.
He's there, but you know he's moving. He wants to travel and preach. He's there for 5 years. And because many students come from non-English speaking countries, we need an English tutor to help the students both on individual basis and also teaching collectively. Someone who is able to identify the level of English and helping come up and perform well. I mean, if you come to study, we could look into that for
the future. I could do one-on-one helping with English, but I don't know if I could teach a class.
Well, maybe after the first year, we could look into that after some time. You could be something to look into the future if you are good in English.
Yeah.
some opportunities could open for the future also. Who else is here? Is there anybody who has a degree from the students who are here who is from an English background? We are talking.
Most of us are graduate. We are graduates, most of us. Like, I got my graduation from the commerce background. And I was pursuing a CA also. I don't have money, but I can do that. I'll go for this. And I can help you in accounting, maybe administration work also. And I can do that. Service, like, I don't have money.
Where are you living?
I'm living here, but I'm from Delhi. My mother is from Bangalore. Now we are living in Delhi. I was working in Delhi as well. I don't have money, otherwise I can go.
Well, you can apply for the scholarship as well.
It's possible there is 100% scholarship.
You can apply. We take into consideration the country and the financial background. So you can apply. You can look into it.
I want to do some stuff. I like to close the modules rather than also what size for that I can make any financial or distance ratio. I can also think about the people. Like, if I got this scholarship, I can study here. No problem.
You still have to collect for your plane ticket.
You said you're you have a room.
Yeah. I can do accounting work, I can do management work, I can do research work, I can help in teaching also. Up to the girl center.
Some
girl center.
I
can't
do. We're planning actually to develop a faculty of management. We are planning that. And we will need to develop the curriculum in that. You know Irasuko Prabhu? Irasuko Prabhu, he's a UDC secretary. He's also a teacher and a student. So he's also a cultural accountant. And he went to Kelsey to develop a curriculum for the management faculty. Certainly we have work to do on that.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Maybe I should write you my email.
When are these going to be produced on the next construction plan?
You can apply to the general address, but you can also...
CD?
CD, yeah.
Ask, go in the center.
I have some small...
But I was thinking that the CD, CD here, the
back.
When they're going to be... That's
on the main building.
When they're being done, general...
Or do I
Especially I see your degree will keep more one with the out from the process management.
But
you can
Because in my whole life, the main problem was always that I was always good in my studies. I want to do something good, good, good. But the thing I just cannot do was financial consideration. Like, I was going to do my MBA, so I was thinking to do my MBA. So always the financial consideration. And from my birth, from my 11th standard, I started earning money from the taking patients and all these
What about, do you have any things in front of you?
I was always a good in studies, and I love these type of courses very much. I like to teach us very much. And I love to teach in very much. I used to have summer camp, music, music, dance, painting, crafts, and all these stuff. And, but you know, like, Ramchari do not have money.
Yeah.
My family is my personal. I don't have any parental support, like money. I can help you, like, I can do some surgeries. So, main thing is that money. If I get that consideration, I can do it.
Thank you very much for offering.
Yes, I can do service, no problem. Service here also, I can do any service, no problem. I don't mind doing surgery. It's good thing if you're doing some, and this type of courses are really helpful.
One thing you probably will need for to get this, which I didn't mention, for certain countries, they ask the Belgian government, they ask a Cambridge English certificate. But I'm not sure in your case if you have a degree. Anyway, we will have to check that, but probably they will ask for a COESL. Either one or the other.
I think this is a good school. I have done from the University of Delhi, my graduation.
I guess this is fine.
Yeah, because from the all over the world people come to the graduation from the University of Delhi. And I was pursuing my CEO, so I haven't completed, but
sometimes the Belgian government said it's not that it's pretty fun.
So will they give visa for 3 years?
Generally they give 1 year and then you have to extend every year. But once you get 1 year, then it's easier to get the other.
I can come, I definitely come. like that. People know about your status, people know about how much funds you can have, like that. People normally know your principal, you know, what the funds you're doing and all that. So you may know about it, but I can write to you. I'll tell you about my status and everything. I can do studies there, no problem. Like 4,000. I can do some service that, yeah. that can be compensated in the industry. Even I can move out service, no problem. I can teach Hindi to the students.
Yeah.
I can teach, no problem. I can teach you, like, if you like sponsor like this type of courses, I have a ceiling here. You can have like Hindi course there, for which you can charge some like $100, $200, uh-huh. $300, and I can teach 10, 20 people,
okay.
And this way I can help you.
Okay.
I can teach Hindi.
So
I can do this thing. I can teach Hindi
in a fancy,
and you can help me
with this. Okay. Let's get in touch, and then we'll see what you can do.
I can teach Hindi. I love to teach Hindi.
Okay, so I should.
Because everywhere. Come. So, but you know, but still, is there possibility of getting 100%?
Some students do get. Mm-hmm. I cannot promise, but we can look into it. So you apply, and then you can say, yeah, you apply and explain your situation and writing, and should be to our guest. Okay. One for the matter, you think, has to be. Yes, one mother, she's taking back the Shastri, because she didn't take it before.
Yeah, I think
she was in the college, so she's going to present it, because Matajis are, no, they don't have class this week, so I cannot send it. She will collect some Krishna
if this Bhakti Maya will approach you for this, then she will present it to the master. Yeah, I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got talking with Vidhan Duranda, and I looked at the watch, which is like 5 minutes too long.
I don't know how they did it, did you? I told Krishna I would miss this power.
Ah, yeah. He's very determined. So, I'll hold on. I'll put it away right now. Now, who's this person's name now?
Lakshmi.
Krishna Kripa? Oh, I know. Absolutely. Radha Govinda, you want?
You can put one.
You want for that?
No.
I'm taking it from house, so I actually could be here.
They're moving all the time. Mm-hmm. They're moving all the time.
Yeah.
So you come to Mayapur for 1 week and you
9 days.
9 days and you need
Puri, Vrindavan.
And then three different places in Mayapur, is there? One room, other room.
Is there
Rice, one spoon, please.